USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says U.S. troops will be out of Afghanistan by August 31st. He was asked if it was a mission accomplished.
No, there's no mission accomplished. The mission was accomplished in that we got Osama bin Laden, and terrorism is not emanating from that part of the world.
He said Afghan troops are now able to defend against the Taliban.
They have the forces. They have the equipment. The question is, will they do it?
Biden said officials in Afghanistan will be making decisions about the future of their own country. Pfizer has announced it will seek emergency approval from the FDA to use a third dose of its coronavirus vaccine. They said vaccine efficiency has been declining in the past 6 months. The drug maker says it believes the additional shot will provide increased protection from the Delta variant, which is now the dominant strain in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal judge has sentenced California lawyer Michael Avenatti to 2.5 years in prison. He rose to fame representing Stormy Daniels in a 2018 lawsuit against former President Trump.
Americans deserve to know the truth about their elected leaders.
His political aspirations died in 2019 when prosecutors charged him with fraud, saying he was enjoying a celebrity lifestyle while cheating clients out of millions of dollars and failing to pay his taxes. He was sentenced to 2.5 years for trying to extort $25 million from Nike by threatening the company with bad publicity. In a statement, former client Gary Franklin Jr., an organizer for the Los Angeles Youth Basketball League, said Avenatti devastated him financially, professionally, and emotionally. The judge wrote that evidence showed Avenatti devised an approach to Nike that was designed to enrich himself rather than address his client's objectives. Avenatti faces a separate trial next year in Manhattan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
One state is preparing to give money to people who were forcibly sterilized. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry reports.
California is poised to approve reparations of up to $25,000 to some of the people who were sterilized decades ago because the government deemed them unfit to have children. It was called the eugenics movement and started in California in 1909. Although repealed in 1979, there are complaints between 2005 and 2013, eugenics was performed on nearly 150 women. Records say 20,000 Californians were forced to endure the procedure. The reparations will make California the third state following Virginia and North Carolina to compensate victims. The money will come from Governor Gavin Newsom's $262.6 billion operating budget.
A rare drawing by Italian Renaissance master Leonardo da Vinci sold at auction for $12 million in London. The small drawing, which shows the head of a bear, sold as part of the auction house's The Exceptional Sale. Overall, the auction brought in almost $27 million. It was completed using a technique called silver point, which involves using a silver stylus to draw on specially prepared paper. The head of a bear is one of a very small number of Leonardo artworks that are still held in private hands. Christie's of London declined to identify the most recent owner of the drawing or the Thursday buyer. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.